Good afternoon. Thanks for tuning in. Well, the Australian share market had a nice recovery today, starting the first day of a new month and new quarter on a very solid footing with a gain of almost 3.6%. Quite the contrast to what we saw over the course of the second half of yesterday, a sell-off which saw the market down by 2%, but really from peak to trough, that decline was down by the better part of 6%. So today, that was balanced out. Buyers were focusing on those big cap stocks that had been sold off yesterday, and that's essentially what drove the market higher as well. We also had some good economic news out of China. For a second day, we saw a measure of manufacturing activity that was well above expectations. This is the Caixin survey. It measures small to medium enterprises, and it went back into growth territory, albeit by a small margin. But the important thing is that in the space of a couple of months, this measure has rebounded from historic lows. That's what we saw yesterday. Some are taking this with a pinch of salt. There's a lot of discussion about the negative feedback loop that will impact China with the rest of the world slowing down. So a lot of theories. We don't know much at this stage. But the bottom line is that the markets are responding to the stimulus that is being applied by central banks and governments around the world, including our own. The fact that the government's going to be picking up the tab for 6 million workers in the Australian economy, spending $130 billion. The fact that the RBA is backstopping interest rates at historically low levels indefinitely, around a quarter of a percent for three-year money. These things are difficult to ignore in the stock market when you haven't seen the whites of the eyes of the threat that is being talked about to date. So that will probably come in the days and weeks ahead, but for the moment the markets are focused on the stimulus side of things. So today we saw counterintuitive gains, it must be said, for the energy stocks, given the fact that oil prices have just finished their worst quarter, falling by more than 60%. You've got prices around 18-year lows, but notwithstanding that, buyers were focusing on heavily discounted energy names. Oil Search was up by around 12%, Woodside up by 7%. Likewise, we saw Telstra shares fall yesterday, rebound today, up by 4%. TPG shares did nicely today, they're up by around 6%. CBA rose by 3%. Not all of the banks were storming higher today, but the CBA did well. CSL up by around 3.5%. It was down 5% yesterday. That's a good recovery in anyone's language. JB Hi-Fi shares. Retail facing a lot of pressure in the near term, but the shares up by around 11% today. Property stocks stood out. Centre Group highlighted its ability to access liquidity, loans and the like. So that's important at this point in time for investors to understand that organisations have got that ability to access credit and a whole range of other issues to allow their organisations to flourish in the current environment. Flourish is probably a strong word, but still to operate as close to normal as possible. Goodman Group up by around 3%. Transurban said it'd be removing its second half dividend guidance. And it'll be paying a dividend, but it'll be in line with their underlying cash flow. The stock rallied by around 1.7% today. It was down 14% in March, and it is had a better day today. Kathmandu is in a trading halt. It has been for a couple of days. It's seeking to raise just under $210 million of the capital raising, at a massive discount to where it last traded, 50 cents, last traded at 98 cents. So it gives you a sense of the extremes that organizations will go to access capital. So looking ahead tonight, a big night actually, as far as economic news is concerned. In the US, we will have the ADP report. That's the private measure of jobs growth, which is a prelude to the official the government numbers, which are released on Friday. This will be watched at very closely around the world, really. And then we'll also be getting some monthly manufacturing numbers, and they will probably be making for some pretty grim reading. And the markets are expecting that, so that always brings with it some interesting fault lines. The Aussie dollar has pretty much held its ground in the last day. It's trading around 61.2 US cents.